Today we are going to build ourselves a Mizbeach. We are going to be learning Hilchos Beis Abchira, Perek Beis, from Halacha Zayin through Halacha Yud Beis. The Mizbeach, this huge structure, starts off with a soivev, which is 5 tefachim high. Now you have to understand, the Mizbeach is on the south side, which is on our left, as we enter the Azora. We're entering from Mizrach to Ma'ariv. And believe it or not, the soivev, which is a 5 tefach base, was only on 2 sides of the Mizbeach. What does it mean by 2 sides? When you're approaching the, you make your left and you're approaching the Mizbeach, you are the, you're in the south, but north. You know, you're south between east and west. So, the Mizbeach, when you come close to it, which would be the north side of the Mizbeach, has a soivev, has a place in the bottom. It sticks out a amma on the eastern side. It goes fully across the northern side, fully across the western side, and then it sticks out on the western side also an amma. So you have pretty much 2 full sides of the Mizbeach have a soivev, with a amma sticking out on either end. So the corner which has no soivev is going to be your east, southeast corner, which is all the way on your left. That part of the Mizbeach, which would be right here, has no soivev. Now, why did they have these things sticking out? So it's interesting that on the southwest corner, which would mean all the way on your far left, north, you're walking in, all the way on your far left, this part that was sticking out on the end had 2 holes. And those 2 holes were called shisin, and they would pour blood through those holes. It would go down to the Mizbeach and would be emptied out through a ravine, through a river that flowed the thing of water. Now, it's very normal that blood congeals. It gets stuck to the walls and it congeals, it gets hard. So obviously they would have to clean this passageway, or else you'd get like a heart attack where the arteries get clogged, gets blocked. Imagine it all coming up. So what they would do is, right next to that corner, again, we're talking about the southwest corner, there was a, on the floor, there was a place, an amma la'amma, which had like a compartment that was covered over by a board. And this board was made out of marble. And it had a handle, like a ring, that you could just pick it up. And then you, from there, you were able to get down under the Mizbeach and clean the whole under system. You know, it's beautiful outside, but the blood is pouring down. So there would be this little place, to crevice, that they would sneak under and clean out, make sure all the blood doesn't get stuck. And if it was stuck, to clean it off. So the blood is flowing smoothly all the way down to the water. So that was the soivev. The soivev, once again, was 5 tefachim high. Now, it starts off at 32 amas by 32 amas. That's how the soivev is built. Now we go in 5 tefachim from each side. 5 tefachim from each side means that now the main part of the Mizbeach lost 10 tefachim because it went in 5 tefachim from each side. If you're talking in terms of amos and tefachim, if each amma is 6 tefachim, and when you lose 10 tefachim, you pretty much lost a amma and 4 tefachim, 1 2/3 ammas. If you're subtracting that by 32, so you have now 30 ammas and 2 tefachim. That's how wide the Mizbeach is right now. At this point, the Mizbeach shoots up 30 tefachim. Again, if each amma is 6, 30 tefachim is 6 times 5, is 30, is 5 ammas. Right now, you'll see the main structure of the Mizbeach, a big 5 amos, which is approximately between 7 and 10 feet. Goes straight up in the air. A full 5 amos structure that's 30 amos by 2 tfachim by 30 amos by 2 tfachim. At this point, once again, the Mizbeach goes in. We lose 5 tfachim from each side. So again, 5 tfachim from each side means we just went in. We lost, so to speak, from our central Mizbeach, a amma and 4 tfachim. Now, if before the Mizbeach was 30 amas and 2 tfachim, and now we just lost 10 tfachim, so where are we holding? 28 amas and 4 tfachim. Now, why did we go in? Because we just created a soyvev. Now, the soyvev is actually different than the yesoid. Remember, the yesoid did not go all the way around the Mizbeach, only on two sides, sticking out from two other sides. The soyvev literally means the circle to go around, you know, soyvev kol almin, because the soyvev, you actually could walk around the entire Mizbeach, and we'll discuss later what they walked around, why the Kehanim would walk around the soyvev. But that was a place, so to speak, you know, when you go on an elevator to the middle floor, and that was a place where you can go, and the soyvev was around the middle part of the Mizbeach. At that point, you are standing 6 amis in the air. Now the Mizbeach goes up 18 tvachim. 18 tvachim is another 3 amis. We're now on the third part of the Mizbeach. We have the Yesoid, then you have the main, a big part, the five amma part. Now we went up another 3 amas. Now we're on the top of the Mizbeach. But we're not done yet. On the top of the Mizbeach, you have corners, where they're called kronos. Now each of these kronos, they were 5 tvachim high. If you remember, I mentioned in the previous year, even though the Mizbeach was 10 amis, it was only 58 tvachim, because 8 out of the amis were 6 tvachim, which those were the middle amis, but the yesoid was 5 tvachim, and the keren, the corners, were 5 tvachim. So they were 5 tvachim high, and they were an amma by an amma wide. So again, right now we are holding that the Mizbeach is 28 amis and 4 tvachim, right? But if you just took off now an amma from each side because of the corners, so now the Mizbeach just became 26, the middle part of the Mizbeach, where it's empty, is now 26 amis and 4 tvachim. In addition to that, they made another soyvev, not like a place where the Kehanim could walk around the Mizbeach on top, which would be another amma from each side. So we lost another 2 amis. So it comes out that the middle part of the Mizbeach is 24 amis and 4 tvachim by 24 amis and 4 tvachim. Now the Ravid, this is what the Rambam establishes, that it's 24 amis and 4 tvachim, and the Ravid has a different way of how he understands how the kronos were set up, and he has a different number for the top of the Mizbeach. But we are learning now the Rambam. Now these corners, kronos, were actually hollow, and they were on each side of the Mizbeach. Now, if you have a Mizbeach that is 58 tvachim high, and you divide that by 2, 58 divided by 2, very difficult, is 29. 29 tvachim. Where is 29 tvachim in middle of the Mizbeach? Where is which part of the Mizbeach is that? Again, the Mizbeach went up 5 tvachim, then 30 tvachim, then 18 tvachim, and then again 5. So obviously, if you're talking about 29 tvachim in the ear, so it's pretty much near the top of the main base of the Mizbeach. It's right under the soivev, because the soivev is 35 tvachim up from the floor. So 29 tvachim up is like one amma less than where the soivev is. What was there in the middle of the Mizbeach? There was a chut shel sikra. Now, there's actually a discussion. Was it a... Everyone agrees that it was a red mark. Was it actually a chut that was tied around? Because when you look at the Lashon Rambam, he says, that it was like tied around the middle of the Mizbeach. There's a discussion, was it actual chut, like a rope that was dyed red that went around the Mizbeach, right in the middle? Or when you paint something red around a structure that's basically white, everyone looks like a rope that's red, right? In other words, was it just paint on the actual Mizbeach? Or was there actually chut shel sikra? But either way, they had this red mark in the middle of the Mizbeach, one amma below the soivev. What was that for? Because there are certain parts of the... certain karbonis, that the blood of the karbonis has to be spritzed on the top of the Mizbeach, the top half, and certain karbonis where the blood has to be spritzed on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. When you're doing your avoida quickly, and you're spritzing it towards the middle, you don't know where is the top, where is the bottom, but by having a definite mark of the chut shel sikra that allowed the koyin to know exactly what the karbonis that have to go on top of the red line, karbonis that the blood has to go on bottom, goes under the red line. Now, when you ask somebody, so poyel mamish, what is the actual height of the mokim hamarocha, where the karbonis, the fats, the imurim, and all the parts of the karbonis were actually burned? How high is that off the ground? Somebody? It's 53 tvachim. Now, 53 tvachim, the Rambam calls it 9 ames pachei satefach. Why? Because 9 times 6 is 54. And being that this is 53 tvachim high, so it's 9 ames pachei satefach. That's the place where the Mokim HaMarocha was. And then the Rambam goes into explaining how the ramp, the famous Kevesh, the famous ramp of the Mizbeach, was built. But that, Amir Tzashem, we will explaining in the coming shir. The same